live from Houston, Texas. It's Bear Podcast, episode 211.
All right, that's right. We're going to talk about that. All right, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we are podcasting here in Houston, not in the suburbs this time. So we have guests. We have guests here, our very good friends, Gary and Andrew. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, guys.
Thanks, Maynard.
Thank you for having us.
All right, okay. This is actually the Father's Day special. Yes, we always do something very special on Father's Day. Every year, and for the past 2 years, we've been having fathers in the show. Last year, 2 years ago, we had fathers in the show. Last year, we had a gay father and his gay son. So this time, we are having a gay couple having their own kids. Their kid, for now.
Yeah, just one for now.
Just one. That's for now. But anyway, so yeah, what have you guys been up to? That we usually do weekend updates. We talk about what we've been doing lately, what's keeping us busy. And, start with Ray. Ray, what have you been up to lately? What did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Let's see, what did I do this weekend? Oh, Friday night I went to the prom.
Oh, that's right, the Hatch prom. That's right. Have you guys been to the Hatch prom? Or?
No, yeah. I've heard about it. I've never been there.
Hatch.
Right, high school kids that are gay or transgender.
Yes, the gay and lesbian.
They kind of like outcast them from their schools.
Well, not so much that anymore. It's just the gay and lesbian group, support group for teenagers from age 13 to 20.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
So, nice. And they have a prom every year, and Friday night was it. And they were in their new, in the Montreal Counseling Center's new building. And the elevator got flooded Friday afternoon.
Oh, no.
So it shut everything down, the AC and everything. So it was sweat fest in there.
Oh, no.
It was so freaking hot. I felt sorry for everybody. I was like, well, you know what? At least everybody seemed to be having a good time. So mm-hmm. And we stayed for a couple hours and watched and talked to a bunch of the people that were there. So it was good.
How many people were there? How many kids?
When we got there, it was just a few. And then I think we left about 10 o'clock. And it was probably about 60 or 70 people there.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was.
That's a lot.
Go team.
They said, of course, the later it gets, the more people's going to come out and show up. So, right. And they were going to midnight. So,
yeah. So, did you and John dance or something?
It was too damn hot in there to be dancing. I was sitting there sweating my butt off. We sat there at the table and drank water. And
normally, in some gay settings, people would just take off their shirts. But not in that place, not in that setting, because, you know, there are kids there, I guess, so you don't do that, no.
Yeah, there was real jailbait there.
Yes, that's right. So it's time for
now, how did Ray get involved in this Hatch?
Well, Hatch is the our designated charity for the last two years for Houston Area Bears, so. Oh. And we just gave them a check for $3,000, so they said, y'all come on over to the deal. So.
That'll get you an invitation to a lot of things.
Yeah, they're very happy.
Hopefully more than one.
Yeah, so yeah. We had a good time. I mean, they're in their Montrose Counseling Center's in the new building, and Hatch actually has its own designated room for them to do their own stuff in. So before, they were meeting at a local church, and it was all hush-hush, and kids would have to call in, and it was almost like a secret society type thing they had to do to protect the kids' privacy and keep people from finding out and messing with them and stuff. So, but now they actually have their own room in this very nice new building, and they just got to get the kinks worked out of all the mechanical equipment, and they'll be fine. So, and most of the money that HAB raised was going to buy them furniture, because they have a room, and that's all they got is a big room with nothing in it, no furniture or anything. So, so that's what most of the money is going to be going for, us to buy them some furniture to have in that room and stuff. So,
cool.
Check it out.
Nice.
How about you guys? Gary, Andrew, what did you guys do?
Let's see. What did we do Friday? We went out to eat.
Right.
Johnny Carino's. Always a good meal. We hadn't been there in a long time.
Uh-huh.
But it was good. It's out at, was it 1960?
Yeah. No, Highway 6 and 290.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a drive, but it's good. Yeah. It's better than Olive Garden.
It's only two locations that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But and then yesterday, we had Adrian over.
Oh, that's right.
We'll talk more about
we'll
that.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
We had Adrian over, and that was a lot of fun. And Gino and Mike and Brian and Johnny Lee and Alfredo were all over here yesterday too, so that was fun. And then in the evening we went to go see Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, I love it.
Which,
love
to
that.
All you bears out there, you're going to really appreciate this movie. So it's a must-see. Have you seen it, Maynard?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about.
Skadoosh.
Yes, it really extols the bear virtues.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
There is no secret ingredient.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, HAB did a little event to go see it, and I think like 4 or 5 people showed up. But I was actually out of town that weekend. I plan all this stuff, and then I'm like, oh, I'm out of town that weekend. So.
But definitely a good movie. So
yeah, recommendable. Uh-huh. I did get to see, what did I see? Just today, actually, before this Dips podcast, I got to see, what did we watch?
Hulk.
The Hulk.
Hulk Smash.
Hulk Smash.
And was it good?
It was good.
Was it better than the first
I think
one?
It's better than the first one. It's better than the movie. And then with Eric Bana, this one with Ed Norton, it's better. I like it. I recommend it. calm down, Ray. Calm down. Wow. All right. So that's pretty much a weekend update. We're gonna be busy. We're gonna talk about stuff in the future soon.
Can I ask you one question?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Before we go.
All right.
Don't spoiler alert here for those listening.
Oh.
Tony Stark. Is in the movie?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Iron Man's not, but Tony Stark is, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Tony Stark is there, yeah. It's a cameo. There's a lot of cameo. This semi-cameo, Bill Bixby coming out. And, of course, you always have to have...
They had Bill Bixby in there?
Yeah. But, you'll see.
Does it set it up for... See, the big talk around town now is that they're setting up for a big crossover movie.
Yeah.
To get... Iron Man, like the Avengers, Iron Man, Captain America, and all that. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
Are they setting that up in this movie at all?
It looks like it because we are setting up a team. A team. Oh. I'm doing air quotes. I'm doing a team. So, I'm excited about that. I'm sure there's going to be a very good movie sometime 2 years from now. Cool. I would imagine. Yeah. All right. So let's get on with our business here. This is like I said, this is a Father's Day special, and we have the two fathers here. Okay, Andrew, tell us, in your own words, how did this all start?
Basically, ever since I can recall,
mm-hmm.
I've always been, had the idea in the back of my mind to be a father eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I tossed the idea of, adopting, but primarily I wanted my own, flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I realized that I was not going to plan on getting married to the opposite sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then when Gary and I moved to Houston, I was still searching the internet, looking for some sites, more information, what options are out there,
mm-hmm.
and evidently came across this wonderful website, gayfamilyoptions.org,
mm-hmm.
and there were some other couples. They post their information and what they're looking for, and I ran it by Gary second year we were here in Houston.
The second year we were together, yeah.
Yeah, and then we talked about it, and then it went away, and then all of a sudden it's like it was in the back of my mind again. So we discussed it, and then we found the two ladies, Tina and Barbara,
mm-hmm.
who were looking for parent,
co-parent,
mm-hmm. a donor. They were just open to any options, and the more we talked about it, we decided to go for it. We actually replied to
the ad.
And then within a week? No, actually, within 2-3 days.
Not even, yeah, that was fast.
We got a reply back, mm-hmm. and the rest was pretty much history.
Wow.
So the website was pretty cool because it has all different types of options out there. If you're looking just to there are lesbians that are looking for a sperm donor. There are gay couples looking for a surrogate with no involvement. There are some looking for some parental involvement. And then this particular arrangement that Tina and Barb were looking for was called a co-parenting arrangement, which was a new term to us at the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the concept is two moms, two dads, one baby, and one family, that the five of us together form a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we're very much a part of each other's lives. So that's something good to us, and that's when we started the dating process, is what we call it.
Yeah. All right. So how do you date lesbians?
It ain't easy, brother. Let me tell you.
just have plenty of beer.
No, they're great. We love Tina and Barb. They are part of our family now, and we love them a lot. But of course, if you're making a big decision like this, you've got to be absolutely certain that these are the people that you want to do this with, because it's a huge commitment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So how did you feel? Because Andrew, you're the donor, really, and of course Gary here is with you with it. How about you, Gary? Was there some kind of doubt at first, or 100%? Yeah.
No, I'll admit I had doubt at first. I know that Andrew really wanted this, and I've always wanted to be a dad too. And I just never dreamed it would be in this particular way. But I tell you what, as soon as we knew that Tina was pregnant, it just any doubt I had just went away. I was so excited. Andrew will tell you I was throughout this whole thing. I've just been so excited and touched, and now I'm just overwhelmed. I can't believe the intensity of the feelings that you have. And I know biologically it's not mine, but that makes zero difference whatsoever to me.
Exactly.
Well, wow. That's cool. Did y'all went through the whole pregnancy process, did y'all get any sympathy pregnancy pains or anything like that, like some fathers go through?
Well, the only thing I can say is I had plenty of cravings throughout the pregnancy.
Really?
You sure did.
Middle of the night, we were watching TV. I'll be going for snacks. I mean, I would get up every 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, I'm hungry again.
Binging.
You're binging. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that could happen. Wow.
And then my back was hurting, but I think that was because of the whole injury that I had. So other than that.
Wow, okay. Wow. And right now, can you say the name of your baby? What's his name?
Adrian Edward.
He's with his mom, of course, obviously, right now. Yep. When are we going to see them again? I only saw him at the hospital once.
Yeah, and we've got some great pictures of Maynard holding the baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which I'm sure he'll be happy to post on the site.
Oh, okay. Yeah. having our
Did he have the
baby.
Microphone and the portable
thing?
You
know what? I thought about that.
I could see how's it like coming through the birth canal?
Right.
How did it feel going out? Wow. That's awesome. So right now, actually, the first time when I heard about it, Mike was here even. Actually, Mike got jealous a bit. Mike wants to have kids too, I think. And I don't know. I myself...
Maynard, the first pregnant man.
No, we talked about it last week.
The second.
The second.
Well, allegedly the first. The second, right. Yeah.
I don't know. Mike's thinking about it. But anyway, when you first talked about it, it was Thanksgiving. I can't forget that day when you just mentioned it. We have an announcement since everybody's here. And since everybody's sitting here, okay, we have an announcement. And then Gino, one of our friends, everybody listening out there, Gino, one of our friends, said,
texted
oh, you're
to everybody else that wasn't here.
No. He said, oh, you're pregnant. And then everybody left, ah. And then said, well, technically, yeah. Or no. In a sense, yes, but not me. Okay. And then you started explaining, oh, you're co-parenting.
Yeah.
And then, oh, and then we were just in, oh, my gosh, wow. I didn't know that you can do such thing. Oh, okay. I have a question. How is this different? There are couples. Let's say divorced parents and of course they have a kid and they share custody, something. Is it similar to that? How's it going to be?
Yes, it is somewhat similar. The only difference is that instead of Texas, as to what we've discovered, is that a child could only have two parents, whether it be same sex or opposite sex.
Oh,
okay. That's the only downfall. So not to say that Gary or Barbara have any less responsibility on the child, because we all agreed to that. All four of us, we're going to be raising him as our own.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the only difference.
Okay.
Honestly.
Did you have to go through a bunch of legal hurdles, or have y'all done anything like that yet? Or?
We looked into that, and we heard the attorney, the whole spill, and some of the things were kind of, I find it kind of offensive, but he was just being honest about it. And I'm like, you know what? Let's not take it that far. We're just going to, say what we say and just agree to what we agreed to. And hopefully, that's the way it should be. And it will be.
So we're going to be setting up a few things just so that the terms that we use are the biological parents and the non-biological parents. So the non-biological parents, myself and Barb, we need to be able to do things like make medical decisions for them when we go to the hospital or whatever, things like that. Mm-hmm. So we're having some basic documents drawn up to cover things like that.
Yeah.
And of course, Andrew and Tina have full parental rights.
Right.
Okay. Oh, definitely, yeah. Okay, so how about the nursery? We got the, did you see the baby nursery?
Yes.
Very cute nursery. How many times Adrian has used it?
Gary?
Well, okay, so at this point, he's breastfeeding.
Oh, that's
so
right, okay.
He is spending the majority of the time over at the mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating every 2 hours. So, you know, at this point, he's an eating machine. And so exclusively, he's been staying over there at the moment. Right now, he's almost 4 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
But he came over yesterday for the first time over here and spent the afternoon with us. And we got to use the changing table, at least. And that was handy. And the diaper genie, which was a very
the
great
genie
invention.
Yeah.
yeah. So, I mean, that was good. And we had a great time having him over here. Got some good pictures. And
mm-hmm.
But, you know, as he gets older and the breastfeeding stops, you know, there'll be more of a back and forth type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some exciting potential news here. They're looking at buying the house that's four doors down here.
Oh, really?
Cool.
So
gosh.
If that works out, that'd be fantastic.
Even awesome. Because just
yeah, they're about
around.
10 minutes away right now. So it's not, you know, very far, but it'd be a whole lot better to be right down the street. So.
That's very, what's her name? What's the lesbian
name? Which one? Is it a movie?
No, the singer. Not Katie Lang, what's the other one?
Melissa Etheridge.
Her and her partner, when they split up, they bought the house next to it, and they put a gate in the backyard so the kids can go back and forth. So.
Oh, nice.
No, it's easier. Right.
Yeah.
How about, since we were talking about the genie and stuff, and who's the first one who got to change the diapers?
That like, Andrew.
How did it be? Were you nervous?
The daddies, it was myself. No, not really. You know, growing up, I've got so many nephews, you know, when I was growing up.
Oh,
I was
kind of
like babysitting when I was growing up, you know, during high school, stuff like that. So I was kind of somewhat familiar with it, but it has been like, what, 10, 15 years now. But yeah, it was kind of, you know, if you look at, you know, a newborn and they just look so fragile, so small, and you don't want to like do something wrong that's going to hurt them in some way. Or,
oh, yeah.
So I got just kind of cautious about it.
Be careful with the neck, with the head.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they're still very resilient. I mean, people treat babies like they're China dolls or something. You know, they're like, they get beat around, knocked around. And
the first time I was burping Adrian, you know, I'm doing, you know, pat, 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 you know, not very hard, though.
Yeah.
And the mom is like, you're going to do it harder than that. You're not going to break them. So now I'm doing it, you know, good and solid. I've been well trained in this.
Yeah,
thing.
It's just natural instinct, I guess.
I'm afraid of doing that. I mean, when I held Adrian, it's just really... I need to be steady because I don't want to, I'm just afraid of, you know, bending his neck or having a bad angle, him being uncomfortable or started crying. Actually, I think he pooped while I was carrying him. So, I think I felt
it. If you got a baby, you're going to get pooped on, peed on, or thrown up on.
Yeah, exactly. Andrew's had some
experience. I've had my...
Okay.
Because it gets almost very exorcist at times.
Exorcist, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the things we learned is that we need to have extra clothes in the car when we go to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the baby up, throw a towel over your shoulder, just get into the habit of it.
Yeah, that's right.
This is just the beginning, you know. We'll have at least a couple of years.
Yeah.
More poopies.
Probably a last question about the parenting thing. So who's next? Are you next, Gary? Or what? I don't know. Or you'll get to, you know, you'll cross the bridge when you get there or what?
Well, I tell you what. I would have said no way 2 years ago. And today I would still say probably 75% no way.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about it now more than I was before. So, you know, anything's possible. I mean, if you would have asked me, you know, 10 years ago, was I going to be a gay father with a...
Gay father
with a you know, awesome partner, and that would have been, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am, so
there you go. Yeah,
I guess anything's possible.
So yeah, we can recommend this to the listeners. What's the website again?
It is gayfamilyoptions.org. And if you're even remotely thinking about it, I would go check out that website, because it may inspire you to think more seriously about it.
Yeah, and probably follow the footsteps of Gary and Andrew here. Yeah.
Well, the big question is, how did y'all's parents react?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, my I told my mom I was there for Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact, because I want to tell in person. I don't want to do it over the phone. It's kind of informal.
Yep.
So I went ahead and took a trip up there, my annual, you know, Thanksgiving trip to El Paso. And the minute I got there, that evening, and I, you know, walked in and said my hellos, and within, what, 5-10 minutes, someone told them that I had a surprise for them. But my dad, like, read straight through me, like, "Your father." I'm like, "Yes, how did you know?" It's a father instinct, son.
Oh, really? And I thought mother instincts are stronger. Now it's the father.
Yeah, my mom, she was happy about it, you know, just knowing the fact that I'm the baby of the house, or just knowing that pretty much the last child, actually, no, my brother next to me still has yet to be a father. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, it's just, this is, I guess, extra special, if you will, because I'm the baby of the house, the favorite of the house.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
So, yeah.
So says he.
No, wait, I'm the favorite. No.
Well, I know I used to get these phone calls from my mom. So y'all having a baby yet? Y'all having a baby yet? And I was like, I finally had to get mean with her and say, quit asking that question, please.
Yeah. So,
that's her God-given right.
I know, but I made the mistake of telling her once that it could almost happen. And then she would not let it go.
Oh.
And I was just like, it ain't going to happen.
Just giving her the idea that that's possible. Right, okay.
Right. And then also never said anything.
Also the fact that this is not her first, nor her second, third, more like the 18th grandchild. So it's not as special, but the fact that
So it's kind of like a Walton's family reunion or something.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Well, congratulations. I'm really, really happy that you're, you know, having a family right now.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, that's right.
I think with, you know, having all of our friends and all their love and support, it just makes this process a lot easier for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, actually...
And as long as you get Gino in your life, you can't hide.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Everybody,
so. We love you, Gino.
Yeah, Gino. Might be listening to this. Hi, Gino. Okay, so, let's get into some business. We have some winner of a raffles that we did. The Planet Big one.
Planet Big?
Yeah, Planet Big one. Oh, we should be reading it.
We need to read it, yeah.
Oh, we don't have it.
We
right
can
now.
Do that tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to read it tomorrow night. But so probably we'll announce the winner for that tomorrow night when we do another show. Okay, winners. Actually, we did a raffle a few weeks ago, and we have some entries about it's actually... Is it appropriate to say it since we're just talking about babies and everything? It's actually a video that we're raffling off, and we can only have two winners. So we'll have Andrew pick the winner.
Okay. All right.
Actually, there are two, so you have to pick two of these.
Okay.
Okay. Pitch anyone.
I'll pick this one.
All right. Go ahead and read it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see here. David.
David, okay. It's David. They got an email from me. Okay. So, David, congratulations. Okay, we need one more.
One more. All right. Let's see what we got here. And the second winner is Alan from Australia?
Alan.
Or Alan, I'm sorry.
Alan, yeah, okay.
Sorry, Alan.
Yeah, Alan from Australia. Yeah. Wow. I'm going to send it out.
Will it play on his DVD player in Australia?
Yeah. Okay, that's...
Postage not included.
No, we have to include it this time. Yeah, it's the it's a DVD. It's called Booty Call. And they won. So congratulations, David and Alan from Australia. So we'll send it out to you. Please email us at bearpodcast@gmail.com so we could send it out to you. All right? Or I'll reply to your email addresses. So, okay. All right, so how are we going on? Good in time. So probably just wrapping things up.
Tomorrow
in the future.
Night,
tomorrow night. What,
tomorrow night, we're actually interviewing a couple that's adopting.
This time they're adopting.
Go through the adopting process, and then hopefully in a couple of weeks, we're going to another couple of friends of mine, they actually went through the whole state process of adopting, which apparently is a nightmare, according to them and a couple other people I've talked to. So it sounds like y'all had the right
idea. Interesting. Yeah,
so it's cool. So we're going to get some different
different point of view.
And actually,
different angle.
Since we're talking about adoptions, I heard San Antonio is the best place to adopt kids as a gay lesbian.
Oh, really? Okay.
Very, very good place to do that.
Yep.
Well, actually, I think my friends that are adopting, I think actually they've been trying to place a couple kids with them. I think three or four of them work from down in that area. So very interesting.
Yeah, we were told by... some lawyers here that when they need to go to court for things like that, they'd prefer to go to San Antonio because it's a more liberal-minded court over there.
Really? Yeah. San Antonio?
I know.
I know Houston is not so much, but...
yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So, yeah, tomorrow we'll meet up.
Yep.
I'll bring salad. Okay.
Bring salad.
All right. Okay. So what's coming up very soon, actually, this is also Pride Month.
Yes.
And
yes.
Nice.
Very nice. And
we are family.
We are family. And do we have entries? We have Asians and friends. We have an entry.
Y'all have a dragon.
We're gonna have a dragon, a drag queen, a dragon, a dragon. It's a dragon.
Manny's doing drag again.
No, I'm not.
Maynard and Johnny Lee.
Not again. No. Yeah, Johnny from the Chaser Show. Yeah, he's gonna be joining us too. Also, on that float. Does HAV has one?
Yes. We have a float. I'll be up on the top level between the two dancers from Tony's.
Yeah. Oh. Nice. Okay. Oh, nice. So we're actually, you know, Tony's Corner Pocket and Houston Air Bears.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
We did a joint thing this year. It was worth it. Yeah. So.
And actually, during that weekend, wait, the week before Pride, we are going to be in. We're going to watch a concert, the True Colors concert.
Oh, right.
Right,
Cyndi
Lauper, B-52s. I'm looking forward to that. Rock Lobster. Okay, so I'm waiting for that. And then we're going to have the game. Oh,
yes, the Red Sox are coming to Houston to celebrate Pride Month.
There you go.
Special request.
Special request. They're coming over for Pride.
Yes, so we have tickets. Mm-hmm. So
wait a second, you have our tickets.
Yes, I do have your tickets. I know Mike is very anxious.
Yeah, he's looking forward to
Friday, I think it is. Friday the 27th, yes?
Yeah, the 27th. Yeah.
So, yeah, looking forward to seeing the Red Sox beat the Astros, which is not too hard not too hard to do nowadays.
Are you rooting for Red Sox or are you Astros, Andrew?
I have to say Red Sox.
I'd say Red Sox.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of divided myself because Mike loves the Red Sox too, so yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
And I gotta say, go Braves.
Go Braves. Go Braves. Okay. Actually, there's this movie starring that guy from SNL and what is that? And Renee Zellweger? No, somebody else. But it's a movie about the Red Sox. This guy who's
That's a great movie. Name.
I forgot
what's
the name.
What's it called?
He's
the ultimate fan, the ultimate Red Sox fan.
Yeah, that's right. And he's about to give up his seat. No, it's not Adam Sandler. It's somebody else. It's a guy from SNL. His name.
Yeah.
Anyway. Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
Was it Drew Barrymore? I think it was Drew Barrymore.
Was.
And then his proposal was, please, can you come to the finals for me? Or I don't know. I forgot.
It was a good movie.
It was a good
movie. I remember
movie.
I liked it, even apart from the whole Red Sox thing, which was great.
Mm-hmm. So Mike wanted me to get it for him for Christmas last year. So he's a big Red Sox fan. So anyway. Okay. Anyway, so I guess we're going to wrap up. So we're running about, almost 30 minutes. That's good. So, okay. Like your recommendations. Thank you, Gary and Andrew, for joining us, and like you said, that's the website, gayfamilyoptions.org. Put that in the website. And
wouldn't you forward that to John anonymously?
He might consider that spam.
Be happy to, with some baby pics.
Okay, so thank you very much, Andrew and Gary. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Right. And happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
And everybody listening out there, happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the daddies out there. Yeah. So, okay, thank you everyone for listening, and please send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call us in our voicemail line. Well, tell us what you think, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments, and we'll play it in the show. And visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. You can also catch us, myspace.com/bearpodcast. And what else? If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. All right, so time to wrap up, Ray. We got to go.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye, everyone.
Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.